Marketing Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Don't procrastinate. You're running out of time. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's toll-free number is 888-723-4630. And yes, we are off on Monday.
Yeah, I thought so.
I'm looking at our, we have a paid holiday calendar at eBay. We get Martin Luther King's Day, President's Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, the day after Christmas, Christmas, of course.
Lee Marable's birthday.
Oh, that's on here. Lee Marable's birthday. I don't get a holiday on mine. Company designated holiday is Friday 30th.
Good.
So.
No,
but I think you can have, we have one day, I love eBay.
It's floating, right?
It's a floating holiday. One day that you can take during the year for whatever reason.
And with say pay, right?
With pay, yeah.
You don't have to say I'm sick.
No, no. You don't have to lie. You don't have to make up a story. It's your floating holiday. So, you know, I could technically say I want to take April 5th as a floating holiday on my birthday, but I'm not going to because that's not who I am.
But you do get, you mean
plus
you
April have,
wait. What? You've never called in to work sick when you really weren't?
Well, I don't, it's not that kind of job. So I don't
That's
call
true
in.
Because you've got leeway on your job.
You know, it's a salaried employee and
yeah.
You get a certain amount of sick time off, but, you know, we're not, if some, the only times I've ever had to do that were the times I was hospitalized.
Well, yeah.
And the word back from eBay is always, and they do this for other people as well, is you take all the time you need to get better and don't worry about us. We'll take, we'll cover for you until you get back.
Gosh, eBay's such a good company.
I have to tell you.
Oh, my God. You're so lucky.
I have to pinch myself.
Radio stations, you know, especially if you're on the air.
Yeah.
You're allowed to not be on the air if you're in the hospital or if your mother dies. That's about it.
Yeah. I have to tell you, there's lots of reasons why I ended up in this position kind of not, you know, I wasn't looking for it. It kind of came to me. And I've stuck around for many reasons. One of the biggest reasons, of course, is I love helping sellers. And I really do. It's fulfilling. And I get to do a radio show. How much fun is that? And
who knew, right?
Who knew? And it's the people and the company
because
itself.
You have done radio enough years now to call yourself a radio professional.
Really?
We're talking 13 years here, Griff.
Even with my lack of decorum?
Even with your lack of well, many radio personalities have a lack of decorum.
Really? Is
yeah,
that true?
I was always the hall monitor.
Oh. Well, I guess, yeah.
Really? Yeah, 13 years of doing a radio show, Griff.
I listen to NPR a lot, and I always think, boy, they would never hire me.
Well, NPR is a different animal.
I know. Here, I can do my NPR. You want to do eBay Radio as NPR?
Okay, I'll be the woman.
All right, ready?
I'm ready.
So, Lee.
Yes.
Have you sold anything this week?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Would you care to share with us what it is you sold?
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, that's what, everything is low-key. Okay?
Good times.
Yes, everything is low-key mm-hmm. on NPR. And
or you can do it like, well.
And they get many ratings.
I'm Ira Glass. This is eBay Radio. Today on eBay Radio, we'll talk to a seller.
Yep, that would be about it.
Yeah. And but I love NPR. I listen to it more than I watch TV.
Listen, they have a big listenership.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It goes against, you know, you can't generalize.
And if
generalize,
you call in now, you'll get this free tote bag and the mug.
You can't generalize anymore about what a good radio show is and isn't. In the old days, you could. You had to have a good set of pipes or you couldn't get on the air. You had to, you know, be in the zone all the time. Now it's all about content, Griff.
Yeah. It's all, and we have content.
Oh, we definitely have
it's
content.
It's the never-ending content cornucopia known as eBay.
So eBay education specialists are often asked, why should I do research? You don't have to do much research, do you, Griff?
You don't have to.
Because you sell shirts.
No, that's not true.
Oh, go ahead. Tell us.
You'll end up with something you've never had before. Not so much with shirts, but with other stuff like shoes or boots. You know, I've been buying more and more athletic and fashion sneakers. And that's a whole other world that I know nothing about. So I don't tend to research in while I'm outsourcing. I don't pull my phone out at Savers and start looking up stuff. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I actually enjoy that.
You enjoy what?
Seeing something and looking it up on eBay right away when I see it.
And there's a separate part of me that, I think I honed this skill to the extent I have it while I was an antique dealer, where we didn't have phones. We're learning to go on your gut. And sometimes it's not going to work for you, and sometimes it will. I'm finding over time that it's working for me more and more. But when I get that weird pair of shoes home, then I have to research them a little deeper. And I want to find out, you know, did this pair of shoes that I just bought, did it have an actual name? Not just that it was made by Nike or Timberland or Ralph Lauren Polo, but did this have a name? And with what I just absolutely love using for research is Google Images. So the images, you know, you type in like Timberland boots and then maybe a number that's on the tag. And you can learn stuff about the item that you're about to list that you wouldn't have known otherwise. Like, it may have had a name like a field boot. Who knew?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, or a descriptive name like Pietro. There's actually a pair of shoes that the model type or the name of the shoe is Pietro. And I would have never known that. And since I tend to focus my audience, my customers are the kind of people I think that once had this pair of shoes or this shirt, and they, you know, it's been a long time since they owned it, and they would love to have it again, and I found one that they will work for them. Well, they may know, that person may know, you know, I knew this pair of shoes I had was called Pietro, so I'm going to look and search on Pietro, and I hope it shows up. And sure enough, if I can make that connection, I'm going to connect with that customer faster. So the research I love is not so much figuring out the worth of something. I do that when I get home. The research for me is figuring out what can I learn about this item that I can use in my keywords for the title.
Keywords are very important.
Exactly.
Model or item number, it's another key piece of the identification process. And of course, size.
Like, for example, wait a minute, I got something up right now. I think it's that what I was calling, I got to go to my selling page. Listings. I love the new Seller Hub. Now, if you don't have it yet, your life is terrible. You'll have it soon.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me of that.
Yeah, so here's a pair of shoes. These are the ones. They're Ralph Lauren shoes, and I found out that they're called Pietro. And Google Images helped me determine that. And that was fantastic.
So we've got eBay,
although it's on the tag, too.
You can go to eBay to see what's sold.
Yeah.
You can go to Terapeak to find out all kinds of good research stuff.
Oh, I know what it was.
And you like Google Images.
I love Google Images. It's really helped me learn about stuff I sell.
And so what did you put in for those shoes? What did you type in?
Ralph Lauren Polo leather and canvas shoes.
Okay.
But this is the one I meant to talk about. And these were a pair of Skecher boots. They're ankle boots, and they're suede, and they're beautiful, and they look brand new. I don't think these have ever been worn, but it was Google Images that told me that this particular model from Skechers was called Herald. So I was able to put the word Herald in the title. And hopefully that'll help me find a buyer faster. It's that stuff. You know, that I love learning that stuff about any kind of merchandise, but especially when it comes to shoes.
The noun, what are you selling? Have you included its name in your title, such as bracelet?
Yes.
You'd be surprised how often we think that crucial noun is in there, and it's not. We just found one the other day, didn't we? We dished a listing, I think, for a guy, and he didn't even have what the thing was in his title.
Yeah.
So that's very important also. Price, what was the range of past sales? Does the mint condition of your item deserve top-tier pricing? or are flaws that mean it should be priced near the bottom. Remember to disclose any flaws. You don't disclose any flaws because you don't have any, Griff?
Yeah, I don't.
You don't sell anything with flaws?
I don't offer anything that has condition issues.
Okay.
And if I inadvertently pick something up with a condition issue and bring it home after I purchased it, I re-donate it.
But please know, if you're listening to this right now and you're an eBay seller, that you certainly can list with conditions and sell them. I have done that myself.
Yes, you can.
You can still sell a lot of items on eBay that have condition issues. There's still people that will look at them, will want them, depending on what the condition is, of course. So please know that you can still sell them. It's just that Griff has decided for his business, he has made a decision, nothing with conditions will be sold on him. And then, you know what? There's less aggravation when you do that.
Yeah.
Really?
You get happier customers. It may be hard to keep as much stock around, but the stock you do have keeps your customers happy.
But remember, I did sell that pirate with the sword missing.
Yeah.
Part of the sword missing. His sword was broken. So in the chat room, Ed's E-Threads, you know, our buddy Ed.
Yes.
That NPR radio talk reminds me of the Saturday Night Live Christmas skit, Sweaty Balls with Alec Baldwin. That's yeah. what we were kind of...
Well, that's the takeoff.
That's
there,
the takeoff, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great bit.
This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Coming up, our last segment of today's show.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's stamps.com/eBay radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 342.
Have you given any thought to your eBay future? Cindy Sorley has. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Bubba Can Dance. She says, keep an eye on what's trending.
People jump on the bandwagon. I call trending almost a fad. You know, people have got to have that item. So if there's a chance that that item might be available, think about investing in it, but not to where it so flooded the market. But the same thing with keeping up on yourselves. If you see you're low on inventory, reorder more. If you know your market and you know your market is not good, say, for example, you're selling sewing patterns and they're just not selling well. Get rid of them, lock them, and go find something new to learn.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And today's final segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Hey, I know a lot of our listeners probably are aware of who this person is, but I wasn't sure you were. But you may remember in the, I believe in the late 90s, early 2000s, that there was a famous American Olympic skier, Peekaboo Street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's in a little bit of trouble.
What happened?
Well, she's allegedly, got into a fight with her father and pushed him down a flight of stairs. That's for real. So they live in Utah.
She beat up her father?
Well, we don't know all the details. But, of course, the irony is that now he had to spend time in the local hospital, which has a wing named after one of, you know, their famous local people. So he actually spent time in the Peekaboo ICU.
Oh, no.
I almost couldn't get that out.
Griff, that's terrible. In the Peekaboo ICU. Okay.
Right.
Yes, she was arrested.
Poor thing. I mean, I'm sure there's some stuff going on there, but
yeah.
He was 76. So normally we don't talk about news stories, but if I have a chance to make a funny, I'm going to take it.
Well, she's on eBay. If we put Peekaboo Street on eBay, what do you think we would get?
Probably pushed out a flight of stairs. I don't know.
I'm going to see. I'm going to check on that right this second. Let's put it in the search and see if she's got any memorabilia. Peekaboo Street. Okay.
There's 101 listings.
Oh, that's good.
There's an autograph from her. There's suits. She has lent her name to a line of ski wear. There's magazine articles. There's more autographs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to follow that story.
There's a baseball. An Olympic gold medal World Cup skier, Peekaboo Street, signed a baseball.
A ski harness. I've never been skiing in my life.
Oh. You know, you live in an area that has the best ski conditions in the world. The West Coast is the easiest place to learn how to ski.
No, we have tons. We've got Big Bear here. We've got...
Yeah, you do. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, we do. People don't realize that we can be surfing.
Yeah.
And in beautiful, warm weather and look up and see snow on the mountains.
That's right.
We have stuff going on here.
I tried to learn how to ski when I lived on the East Coast, and I got tired of, it's different conditions. I got tired of punishing the trunks of pine trees with my face. And I just gave up. I mean, I did some cross-country skiing, but skiing in the East Coast for me was always very icy, very fast, uncontrollable conditions. The West Coast is all about the powder, mostly. And it's so much more fun to ski on the West Coast. For me, it was. I was able to finish learning how to ski, and it was. I can't do it now because of my knees. But it was great fun. I really had a ball. Skiing is a lot of fun.
Okay, I water skied, but that was it. Well, yeah, I was raised in Virginia, North Carolina. We don't have any snow skiing.
Would you like hang back with one hand on the line?
Oh no, I just did the regular. You know. Just hold on to it. Just get up on it. I was shocked.
What were you wearing?
A bathing suit, of course. I was shocked at how easy it is, you know, to have that boat pull you up. You just, you know, if you know what position to be in with those skis when the boat starts. But, oh, yeah, we used to do that all the time on Chesapeake Bay.
I want to see you ski again.
Oh, no, I'm not going to ski.
That'd be fun.
You've got to be kidding
me. We can take a video.
Yeah, sure you will.
We can sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Lee skiing. Don't say anything.
You know what I'd much rather do?
What?
I would much rather encourage all of our meetup group organizers, not to ski, but to submit their next meetup to the calendar ASAP. Just click on Submit a Seller Event in the upper right-hand corner of any archives page, then fill out the web form, and we'll add you to the calendar right away. And we have that calendar right now. I almost called you John. And I almost called John Griff the other day. That was very strange.
This is true. Very Freudian.
I know. So upcoming events.
I don't know about this.
So January 15th, 2016, Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. It's called Let's Start the New Year Right. Takes place tomorrow, January 15th, 2016, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. And the contact organizer there is Tom Sutton, and we have his phone number and email and and the place where you can click to go on the meetup page and everything. So there for you, okay? Whenever we can, whenever we know it, whenever they fill it out. Also, on January 21st, which is next Thursday, we'll be back on the air live that day, the SoCal E-Commerce Sellers Group Meetup 2016 Online Business Planning and Tax Strategies with Cliff Enico via Skype, our buddy Cliff Enico. He's the nationally known small business attorney, author of the eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Answer Book. And she's asking that you RSVP, please. And it's taking place 6 to 9 p.m. Thursday, January 21st at Cervillo's Restaurant in Long Beach,
fantastic,
California. Then on January 23rd, eBay Sellers of Central Florida monthly meetup. They're going to do a holiday recap and goal setting for the year. That's Saturday, January 23rd, 2016, 2 to 5 p.m. at the West Osceola Library in Celebration, Florida. And the topic, again, the holiday recap and goal-setting session. Contact organizer is Dana Crawford.
Oh, hey.
That's a new one on me. Dana at powersellingmom.com, and there's a click-through for the meetup group there. Then, eBay sellers in the Denver metro area on the same day, January 23rd, 6 to 9 p.m. at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery in Denver. An evening with top, this is going to be good, with Catherine Terrell.
Yay.
Perkins Restaurant, be there, be square.
This segment was brought to you by Terapeak. Hey, we'll be live again on Thursday.
The
21st. The 21st. We'll see you then. eBay Radio is produced by Radio Syndication.
You already rely on Terapeak for in-depth marketplace research that keeps you one step ahead of your competition. Now, Terapeak can help you source hot products, too. They've teamed up with Alibaba, the premier wholesale marketplace for small and mid-sized business buyers. Choose from more than 3 million quality products from trusted suppliers around the globe. Terapeak's newest tools integrate directly with Alibaba. So with just a few clicks, you can identify and research sales opportunities on eBay. Then source those profitable products right from Alibaba.com. Order as few as 2 items with express delivery and full tracking. Together, Terapeak and Alibaba are offering eBay sellers a service you won't find anywhere else. That's just another reason why it pays to use Terapeak for your eBay sales. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.
When it comes to shipping software, you've got plenty of options, but only ShipStation has been voted the number one choice of online sellers. That's because ShipStation makes shipping faster and easier than anybody else. ShipStation lets you automate and customize pretty much everything, from importing and processing orders to mixing and matching carriers. You can brand shipping labels with your logo, product photos, FAQs, do wireless printing, and a lot more. You can even include a return label. You're not tied to your computer either. ShipStation lives in the cloud and offers the first shipping software mobile app, so you can ship from anywhere, anytime, at the discounted rates you come to expect. Add it all up, and it's easy to see why ShipStation is number one among online sellers. Get a 30-day free trial at ShipStation.com.